For most of my life, I've been a voracious consumer of the daily news. I get it from newspapers, from radio, of course, from the internet, too. But over the last few years, keeping up with the news has turned into a heartbreaking exercise. It seems like every hour brings us a new story of people hating and attacking each other, of people falling victim to disease, of global conflicts that just seem intractable. It's enough to make a fellow lose hope. But I simply refuse to give in to that impulse. I refuse to give up hope. So I keep a list of the things I hope for. Some of the items on my list seem implausible, but I hope for them nonetheless. I hope people can become civil with each other again. Lord knows we have fought for way too long. I hope that my writing and storytelling can uplift people in some small way and make their day a little bit better. And I hope that before the summer is over, I can get a few more tomatoes from the plants I put in the ground back in the spring. When I make my little list of hopes, I'm following advice from one of my favorite writers, Barbara Kingsolver. She spent the first 7 years of her life in Carlisle, Kentucky, and after living for several years outside our region, she now resides in Southwest Virginia. Her advice comes from a passage in her 1990 novel, Animal Dreams. Let me read this paragraph for you. The very least you can do in your life is to figure out what you hope for. And the most you can do is live inside that hope. Not admire it from a distance, but live right in it, under its roof. What I want is so simple I almost can't say it. Elementary kindness. Enough to eat, enough to go around. The possibility that kids might one day grow up to be neither the destroyers nor the destroyed. That's about it. Right now, I'm living in that hope, running down its hallway and touching the walls on both sides. What I love about this passage is how it tells me that hope is real if I choose to make it so. Hope is something I can feel. It's something I can go inside of, something whose walls are solid. And I hope as you move through this year that you can build a house of hope that is all your own, a place of your own design, a place that feels like home to you, and then just sit down and live there and just be. My name's Chuck Reese, and I have high hopes for us all. Visit us at salvationsouth.com.